DY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We have an excessive heat warning in effect, otherwise becoming sunny mid-90s. Winds will be from the northeast at 5 and 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms, mainly overnight with temperatures in the mid-70s. For tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny skies, mid-80s. Tomorrow night, clear, 65, and Sunday and Monday will have mostly sunny skies. Right now, it's 90.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. USDA providing a fresh update on its plans for issuing some widely anticipated new regs. Proposed rules addressing fairness for poultry and other livestock operations planned for November, USDA said in a semiannual regulatory agenda published in the Federal Register today. The Ag Marketing Service will propose a rulemaking to use the poultry grower ranking systems as a method of payment and settlement to grouping for poultry growers if they're under contract with live poultry dealers, the agenda said. Other proposals in the works for November, including one to provide greater clarity to strengthen enforcement of unfair and deceptive practices, undue preferences, and unjust prejudices under the Packers and Stackyards Act. USDA said last month and announced the proposals were on the way, but didn't specify a time frame. USDA will repurpose a rule to clarify that parties do not need to demonstrate harm to competition in order to bring an action under the Packers and Stockyards Act. Robert Bonney, President Biden's nominee to be Undersecretary for Farm and Conservation, says Congress needs to consider expanding the types of disaster assistance available to producers. During his Senate confirmation hearing yesterday, he cited one of the unmet needs, the problems facing farmers, is in the Oregon Klamath Basin this year. Many have had to follow their land because of lack of irrigation. He said we need a longer conversation with the committee about the range of programs around the drought. And he also used the hearing to try to dispel concerns that the Biden administration plans for climate policy at USDA. He repeatedly stressed that any new ag climate program would be farmer-friendly and defended the department's legal authority to use the Commodity Credit Corp to make payments to farmers for climate-friendly practices. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Marysville Ready Mix is seeking a full-time truck driver. This job requires a Class B CDL and is full-time, available immediately. Benefits include holiday pay and vacation pay. Apply in person or call Marysville Ready Mix at 562-3418. Marysville Ready Mix, an equal opportunity employer.
Well, the extreme heat across the state of Kansas over the last week has caused some issues with individuals getting heat stroke, but it's also been affecting a lot of pets, animals, and livestock. As many ranchers across the state say that the extreme heat causes stress on cattle that makes them lose weight.
Probably the most critical thing is making sure you have good, clean water sources for all the livestock. The gain is the biggest goal there. To get the pounds put on the animal and then make sure that they retain those pounds is very important.
That audio from KSN News. Barrett Simon, an auctioneer with the El Dorado Livestock Auction, says it's a concern because when the cattle go to auction, pounds equal money for the farmer.
It's a real challenge. Pounds equal profit in our business here. If we need to do anything with those cattle, get them in early in the day when there's still some cool weather and a good chance for them to be relatively comfortable and in a low-stress environment.
That audio from KSN News. Mid-America Network News.
Do you look forward to replacing broken, worn-out parts in the middle of harvest, in the middle of the field, sometimes in the middle of the night? Why take a chance? Relieve stress and headaches by replacing your parts with Ag Parts from Abilene Machine. Abilene Machine is well-stocked with a full line of high-quality used, remanufactured, and new ag replacement parts. Don't delay. Get ready for harvest so you can keep on schedule. Call 800-255-0337 or visit online at AbileneMachine.com.
If you're a salesman who sees more bugs on the windshield than clients, give us a call at the Mid-America Ag Network. We have a sales position open right now, and it doesn't require a lot of traveling. That means you can spend your time working with clients on sales and marketing ideas that create traffic for their business and puts money in your pocket. If you enjoy selling and have an agricultural background, give us a call today at 316-721-8484 and join a winning team at the Mid-America Ag Network. Stickline Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
A COVID-19 surge in Kansas fueled by the faster spreading Delta variant is filling up hospitals in some areas. A survey from the Kansas Hospital Association said that four times as many patients with confirmed COVID-19 infections were hospitalized this week as were hospitalized in early June. The association said that 116 Kansas hospitals surveyed this week reported having 399 hospitalizations of COVID-19 patients. For early June, 125 hospitals reported having 99. For about a month, the Salina Regional Medical Center has been near full capacity, and its chief medical officer says it struggled to find beds for patients who have needed a higher level of care. In other news, police say that a man involved in a fatal crash in Topeka over the weekend has been charged with involuntary manslaughter and the driving under the influence. The Capital Journal reports that 39-year-old Cesar Carreto Orozco was charged on Tuesday this week in the early Saturday crash that killed a passenger, 37-year-old Erasmo Ramirez Soto of Topeka. He's currently being held in the county jail on a $50,000 bond. Mid-America Network News.
You made your house a home. With a homeowner's insurance policy from Blue Valley Insurance, we can relax knowing that things you treasure are protected. I'm Dave Savage, and as an independent insurance agent, we sell for a number of different companies to give you the best price. With our flexible options, savings, and expert service, you'll know that your home is getting the best protection possible. We're Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
News, I'm Andy Hoosier. An attempt to include gender identity lessons in Nebraska's public school curriculum has been largely scrapped after an uproar from conservatives, including top state officials, who argue that the topics weren't appropriate for children. The Nebraska Department of Education announced that it had stricken most of the proposed standards in a new draft released on Thursday this week. The move came after state education officials faced intense criticism from many parents, school board members, state lawmakers, and Republican Governor Pete Ricketts, who held town hall events to blast the proposal. Opponents flooded a meeting of the Nebraska State Board of Education, an elected board that oversees the agency. In other news, the Nebraska State Patrol says that troopers have arrested a 31-year-old man who jumped the fence surrounding the governor's mansion in Lincoln and sat down in the mansion's backyard. The Lincoln Journal Star reports the incident happened on Wednesday when Governor Pete Ricketts was not in the mansion. Police say that they spotted the man as he scaled the fence and entered the backyard. Mid-America Network News. Do you look forward to replacing broken, worn-out parts in the middle of harvest, in the middle of the field, sometimes in the middle of the night? Why take a chance? Relieve stress and headaches by replacing your parts with Ag Parts from Abilene Machine. Abilene Machine is well-stocked with a full line of high-quality used, remanufactured, and new ag replacement parts. Don't delay. Get ready for harvest so you can keep on schedule. Call 800-255-0337 or visit online at AbileneMachine.com.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas.
KNDY recently spoke with Sally Oliver from the Marshall County Arts Cooperative about the Beach Boys Live at Alcove Spring event being held Saturday. There will be several other music acts in addition to the Beach Boys, including Big Time Grain Company.
Well, when we decided to bring Kansas, one of my tasks was to scout out an opening act and then bring some recommendations to the steering committee. And I ran across a video they did. Then I went to see them down at the Sack and Fox Casino. And even though they weren't the opening act that we ended up booking for Kansas, they just had a really good sound and a good vibe. And so then MCAC brought them to kick off Big Blue River Days a few years ago. And we're really excited to have them come back to our county.
The other two bands, Live Circuit and Brighton Stall, have local connections.
Oh, yes. I will borrow something in it. Mike's sister, Patty Hawley, said last week that Mike is very excited that the Beach Boys are opening for their band. So it gives an idea of what a good sense of humor he has and how much fun. And, of course, Brighton is from Marysville, and his family lives here. And so we all feel very close to the Brighton's family and have watched him grow up and listened to him entertain us for several years.
Sally also talks about what makes Alcove Spring a special location.
It's just got such a neat amphitheater feel, and it's a good way to showcase this historic park in our county that I'm surprised a lot of people have never been out there before. So it's a great way to get people out there to enjoy the beauty of the area, and there's so much room for people to spread out. There's lots of room for the free parking, and so it's just a great mixture of a place to enjoy the beauty and to hear some nice music also. Bring your ID and cash or credit card, suntan lotion, hats would probably be a good idea to keep the sun off. You're welcome to bring your own chairs. We will have some for rent, but I would recommend bringing your own chairs. And what you should leave home or leave in your car are coolers. No outside food or drink are allowed into the venue area.
Eddie Dean Lytle of Fairbury, age 73, passed July 27th. Services will be Tuesday, August 3rd at 10:30 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Fairbury. Rosary Monday night at 7 p.m. at Gertis Meyer Funeral Home, Fairbury, with family receiving friends after. Burial at Wymore Cemetery. Gertis Meyer Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Eddie Dean Lytle.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Slow down your pace, speed up your internet, savor your summer. We all love the lazy days of summer, spent relaxing in a hammock or a patio chair. You can make those slow-moving moments even better by enjoying super-fast internet from Blue Valley. We've got a hot deal for you. Get 2 months free, plus free installation. Call 877-876-1228 today for details or visit bluevalley.net.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We are continuing with hot and muggy conditions with temperatures well in the upper 90s with heat values as high as 105. Excessive heat warning as we're seeing that heat and humidity with this frontal boundary across the central, east central parts of the Midwest. This is going to bring chances of showers and thunderstorms, about 20 to 30% chance as we head into today through tomorrow. Otherwise, behind this system, back into the 80s, and it looks like sunny skies for Sunday and into the early parts of next week. So across the area, excessive heat warning, otherwise becoming sunny mid-90s. Tonight, partly cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms, mainly overnight mid-70s. For tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms becoming partly sunny mid-80s. Tomorrow night, clear skies 65. For Sunday, we'll have mostly sunny skies, temperatures in the mid-80s. That's a look at your local forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Ryan's Barbershop is open again and taking appointments Tuesday through Fridays from 9 to 5. Leave a message at the shop, 562-2815. That's 562-2815 for Ryan's Barbershop in Marysville, now open and accepting appointments for haircuts.
KNDY. We all joke about winning the lottery, but what if you actually did? Money changes everything on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
The Storm Report is giving away a Zone Guard Plus weather alert system every week throughout storm season, and we want you to win. Just text the word weather to 855-939-2526. That's weather to 855-939-2526. The Zone Guard Plus is equipped with a special alert tone that sounds when severe weather enters your area. It has a digital readout with severe weather messages plus NOAA weather and AM/FM radio. Sign up now to win yours. Text weather to 855-939-2526. 939-2526. That's weather to 855-939-2526. The Zone Guard Plus also has two additional wireless speakers to go in separate rooms of your home, so everyone will know bad weather is on the way. Zone Guard Plus saves lives. Sign up and win by texting weather to 855-939-2526. Text weather to 855-939-2526. No purchase necessary. Standard message and data rates apply. Please don't text and drive.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, July 30th, the 211th day of the year. Singer Paul Anka has 80 candles on his birthday cake today. And on this day in 1998, a group of Ohio machine shop workers won the $295.7 million Powerball jackpot. They called themselves the Lucky 13, and each worker received approximately $12.5 million. The group had been playing the lottery for 10 years, chipping in $10 per week. Most lottery winners choose to remain anonymous. However, about 44% will lose their entire fortune within 5 years of winning. 48% continue to work at their jobs after they win, while more than 80% share their winnings with friends and family. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Sign up for our e-newsletter online anytime at almanac.com.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply carry Nutrina and ADM feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday 8 to 5, open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know, they'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply, now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
Is your concrete looking a little rough? Let Inline Construction pour a new patio, sidewalk, or driveway to complement your home or business. We offer stamped and stained concrete for a unique and custom look. Inline can also replace or add a concrete approach for your commercial building or farm shed. Call Inline today at 562-5525 for all your concrete needs.
Join us as we step back in time Sunday afternoons with the Neon Beat. This is your host, John Christopher, and I invite you to listen in as we share all of the great songs from the past, from the big bands to swing, early classics, and even some more recent favorites. You're sure to appreciate the variety and the memories. Tune in Sunday afternoons, 1 to 6 p.m., live on KNDY, AM 1570 and FM 94.1.
KNDY.
Good American Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier with the Kansas City Royals. Officially wrapped up their four-game series against the Chicago White Sox and wrapped up with three of the four games as a victory as they finish up the series yesterday with a shutout 5-0 against the White Sox. Kansas City heads on the road today for a first pitch at 6.07 p.m. to take on the Toronto Blue Jays for a three-game series over the weekend before heading to Chicago to take on the White Sox again on the road in Chicago. At the same time, big news within the Kansas City Royals team as they announced on Thursday this week that they've traded pitcher Danny Duffy to the Los Angeles Dodgers. The trade is set to exchange a player that's yet to be named.
Danny's pitching well, and we feel like he can contribute. Of course, we're going to want him back. I mean, there's nothing, no reason not to think that way, but right now he's a part of the Los Angeles Dodgers, and so it's probably inappropriate for me to comment on that. I've probably already said too much, truthfully, but we're always going to pull for Danny and wish him well.
Mid-American Network Sports. Wear and tear. It seems like something is always breaking, falling off, or needing repair. That's why Abilene Machine only sells the highest quality new, remanufactured, and used parts. Their new parts are second to none, yet are typically 40% off the list price of the big OEMs. Used parts can save you even more, up to 50% off new. Don't let your ag replacement parts take a toll on your pocket. Call Abilene Machine at 800-255-0337 or visit AbileneMachine.com.
Your most trusted team in Kansas every weeknight has a new anchor on your side.
Hi, Caitlin. I'm David Scott, and thank you for joining me and Deb Ferris each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. I'm excited to go to work for you every day, keeping the great people of Caitlin informed. Join me, Deb Ferris, Cape First Alert meteorologist Jay Frater, and sports anchor Chris Lilly each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. Cape News, always on your side.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead.
The top Republican on the House Agriculture Committee opposes the Growing Climate Solutions Act passed by the Senate. Representative Glenn G.T. Thompson, a Republican from Pennsylvania, says the bill is, quote, a big government solution in search of a problem. The Senate passed the bill last week with support from many ag groups. However, Thompson says, quote, the consequences of government intrusion into voluntary carbon markets has not been adequately explored, and Congress should continue educating itself and vetting these issues before legislating, end quote. However, the Senate Agriculture Committee Chair Debbie Stabenow called the bill a win-win for farmers. The legislation proposes a certification program at USDA to mitigate technical entry barriers to farmer and forest landowner participation in carbon credit markets. The bill also creates an online resource for farmers looking to connect with experts. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
Marysville American Legion Post 163 wins pool play in the Senior State Legion Tournament at Pittsburgh. Marysville jumping on Silver Lake early, winning 7-3 in a fifth deciding game between these two teams this season. Marysville, a 2-0 lead in the first inning, added three more in the second, one each in the third and fourth inning, held Silver Lake scoreless until the fifth inning. They got on starter John Haggard for three runs, Aiden Price came in relief. But 7-3 is where it stood as a final. Marysville defeats Republic County in first-round play Wednesday, 10-3. Comeback win, seventh inning over Larned to win 4-3 in Game 2. And Marysville takes Silver Lake by a 7-3 margin for the pool championship. Marysville comes back as one of two teams out of Pool A. They'll face the top two teams in Pool B. One of those at 10, the other start at 12:30 in the semifinals. We'll find out later and be on the air live Saturday with semifinal round action. Championship game with the winners slated for 3:30. Marysville 7, Silver Lake 3. Final and pool play Friday from the State Legion Baseball Tournament at Pittsburgh. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
For quality used vehicles and quality service, come see us at Honeyman Auto Sales and Service, East Highway 36 in Marysville, Kansas. Honeyman Auto has experienced mechanics and a great selection of used cars, trucks, and SUVs. We don't have what you're looking for. We'll find it for you. For a quality experience, quality vehicles, and quality service, come out and see Ryan, Bob, Doug, Kathy, and Cody. You can also find us on the web at honeymanauto.com. Honeyman Auto Sales and Service, Marysville, Kansas, home of quality and value. 785-619-6500.
Get your hungry crew fed no matter what time it is. CJ Express stores in Marysville and Frankfort have the snacks, drinks, and food your family loves. Hunt Brothers Pizza, all toppings, no extra charge. Crispy, juicy Bird Shack fried chicken, and sandwiches and salads made to order. With two stores and delivery options in Marysville and a store in Frankfort, get your grub wherever you are. Call ahead, get it delivered, or just stop in now and satisfy your hunger at CJ Express.
There is usually only misery that comes from living through a bad ice storm. That was partly the case with such a storm that hit upstate New York. But from that storm came an idea for a place that today draws thousands of visitors to the Adirondacks. It's today's feature on the American Countryside.
We all know a few fair weather folks. They're around when the food comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Nowhere to be found when the cows are out. With all life's uncertainties, you want a reliable partner. With you, rain or shine. When it comes to nitrogen, there's a new, predictable choice. Pivot BioProven. The tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that have a big impact on your bottom line. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get a reliable partner. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know. As Nick Gunn explains, it all began with a bad winter storm.
About 25 years ago or so, this area of the Adirondacks was ravaged by an ice storm. And the Wild Center's founder, Betsy Lowe, actually started a very small exhibit on the ice storm.
That exhibit was at the local Environmental and Conservation Office near Tupper Lake, New York, inside the Adirondack State Park. It was just the beginning.
A group of friends actually got together at her place in Tupper Lake, where we are located now, and decided that would be really interesting for this area, would be to tell the natural history of this region. So from that one little meeting birthed the idea of the Wild Center, and now we are here in Tupper Lake.
The Wild Center began in 2006 and is today on a tract of over 100 acres.
The offerings here at the Wild Center are as unique as the Adirondacks themselves. You know, whether it is going on a naturalist-led canoe trip or it's exploring Forest Music Trail, which is an immersive sound experience. It's that fun mashup of Natural History Museum and Science Center and Aquarium and outdoor trail systems.
One of the most visited trails is a path that takes you into the air.
In 2015, we opened a Wild Walk, which is that outdoor canopy walk that takes folks about 40 feet off of the ground to show them a different perspective on the Adirondacks.
The Wild Center is a unique blend of places to explore, about half an hour or so west of well-known Lake Placid. Traveling the countryside in Tupper Lake, New York, I'm Andrew McCray.
Wilhelm Auction Service will conduct a public auction of tractors, trucks, trailers, machinery, and hay for Ron and Carol Breedemeyer, and the sale Saturday, July 31st begins at 10:30, northwest of Seneca. Consignment listings include tractors, trucks and trailers, hay, machinery items, and will include an IH-966 wide front tractor, a 63 IH 3-point, John Deere 730 3-point, IH-656, Farmall 560 diesel with a loader, and a 49H Farmall with new paint. Half a dozen trucks, several trailers, include a 7x20 stock trailer, 45-foot flatbed, couple of grain trailers, a hopper bottom. Machinery includes a swather, mixer, grain cart, corn head, crop head, balers, planters, sprayer booms, field cultivators, and miscellaneous. This farm machinery auction for Ron and Carol Breedemeyer, Saturday, July 31st, begins at 10:30, north of Seneca, on Highway 63 for 9 miles to 224th Road, then a mile and a half west on the south side. Sale conducted by Wilhelm Auction Service.
Septic system shouldn't need a lot of maintenance unless you're putting stuff into it that you shouldn't. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Avoid septic cloggers and the killers as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Septic system doesn't seem to be working as it should. Take inventory of what kinds of things you're putting into it. There are three basic layers in a septic system. Fats, grease, and oil float on the top. The middle layer is mostly clear, partially treated water, and the bottom layer is for the solids. If too many solids go in, you'll have to pump the system a lot more often, which is expensive. Extension soil management specialist Deanne Presley at Kansas State University says there are two categories of items that can wreak havoc in a septic system. Presley calls them cloggers and killers. Some people make interesting choices about what to flush.
A disposable diaper would be a clogger. Cat litter, there are flushable types of cat litter and flushable types of baby wipes, but I would not actually flush anything, even if it said it was flushable, besides toilet paper. That goes for feminine hygiene products, too. Nothing besides toilet paper and human waste should be flushed down the toilet.
The septic system also depends on beneficial bacteria and microorganisms to break down the waste. They can't do their job if you pour too many killers down the drain.
Standard household chemicals, a tremendous amount of bleach is a bad idea because that can mess up the biological activity. But your septic system will come back from some of those products. Biological activity comes back very quickly. Although you might sterilize your system for a while, that activity will come back.
Many of these chemicals could also contaminate nearby groundwater. Presley says to discard harsh chemicals through a local household hazardous waste program and put food waste in a compost pile. Learn more about managing your septic at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a prayer.
There are so many wonderful parables in the Bible. In many of them, Jesus shows us how to be good stewards of what God has provided. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive. So one of these parables is called The Rich Fool. It's a story about a man who lets greed run his life. Instead of planting crops, he uses most of his land to store his grain. He does this so he can maximize his income and wait for the highest possible price. In the meantime, well, he plans to eat, drink, and be merry. What's the takeaway from this parable? Well, according to Jesus, a rich man turns into a rich fool when he hoards excess wealth at the expense of generosity. You know, God wants you to have what you need, but not to give in to the greed and materialism and have nothing to give to others. So be a good steward of all the gifts God has provided. And when you do, you'll have more meaning and gratitude in your life.
Are you seeking the perfect part-time opportunity to earn real money based on your ability and your effort? Do you like meeting people, working with businesses and developing prospects, and charting your course towards success? Would you welcome the chance to set your own hours and work schedule? If you answered yes and you have experience in sales or marketing, we'd like to talk. Radio KNDY is seeking an account representative to call on local retail and service businesses, assist in developing and expanding their marketing plans, and help in growing their business prospects. You absolutely need to be a well-organized self-starter. Relate and communicate well with others. Be creative in developing ideas and strategies, and be efficient and thorough in follow-through. A radio or advertising background is helpful, but we would certainly work with the right individual experienced in sales or marketing. Today's business environment demands that you be flexible, committed, and willing to get the job done. In return, we'll establish contacts and leads with you and allow a commission that rewards your efforts. This is a part-time position to start, but can work into a full-time opportunity if you stay with it. Contact us today with your resume, experience, and qualifications. Email KNDY at bluevalley.net. That's KNDY at bluevalley.net. For additional details, contact station manager Bruce Dierking.
A California biotech company tries to muscle in on the dairy business. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I speak from experience when I say that the right tools help keep a farm, a ranch, or a household running smoothly. The folks at Gemplers know that too. It's why they carry the tool brands you trust to help you work smarter, safer, and more comfortably. It's Gemplers specialty. Family owned and independent, just like their customers. Just like you. More than 30,000 problem-solving tools and gear in stock. Shop Gemplers.com today and avoid downtime tomorrow. The folks at Perfect Day in Emeryville, California, believe there's a more sustainable way to make some of the ingredients in dairy products. One of them is Nikki Briggs, VP of Corporate Communications.
People just hungry for products that taste good and are a little bit kinder and greener. And since we started, we really made it a point to be in close and regular contact with the FDA. Really look to them to be a partner to help us figure this out and go to market the right way. I mean, we had a shared goal in terms of consumer safety and regulatory excellence.
Briggs says Perfect Day uses genetically modified microorganisms in a fermentation process to create the same casein and whey found in milk.
The interesting thing about it is we're using a process that's been around for over 40 years. Rennet, insulin, they're all made in a similar capacity. So there is already well-established safety for what we're doing in the end product. Our casein and our whey are identical to what's produced from cows.
Briggs says Perfect Day is focusing on ingredient production.
We're in a deep focus around commercialization. We have two ice cream partners in market. We'll be announcing more later this year. We'll be expanding into new dairy categories next year.
Learn more at PerfectDayFoods.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Like new, priced right, the Nordish Motor Company has on trade a 2019 GMC Acadia, 2019 Buick Enclave Essence, a 2017 Chevy Equinox, and priced right, a 2014 Chevy Captiva Sport and 2014 Chevy Traverse. Awaiting your test drive today at the Nordish Motor Company in Marysville.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. President Biden's nominees for top USDA slots on farm programs and rural development took some tough questions at their Senate confirmation hearing. The questions were pointed. Senate Ag Ranking Member John Bozeman wanted to know if using crop insurance to incentivize climate-smart ag would upend the intent and financial soundness of the program. Biden's pick for Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation is Robert Bonney.
Anything we do on this area or more broadly on climate policy has to have the support of producers and farmers. If it doesn't, it's not going to work as an incentive for climate change.
He's the USDA's current climate advisor, and Bonney, as Farm and Production and Conservation Undersecretary, would oversee RMA and crop insurance, FSA and farm programs, including CRP and NRCS. Nebraska Republican Deb Fisher wanted to know if Biden's 30 by 30 America the Beautiful conservation effort would be 100% voluntary.
If you look at the report that the administration put out earlier this year, principles like honoring private property rights, locally led conservation, incentive-based conservation, recognizing the role that working lands play are going to be absolutely vital.
And several senators asked Undersecretary nominee for Rural Development, Associate Torres Small, about rural broadband and internet speeds.
Then I certainly want to make sure, if I get the chance to do this job, that rural communities aren't left in a slow lane. And to make sure that rural communities are able to communicate and use broadband at a speed so they can compete on a fair level.
And FCC mapping will be key to gauge local needs, while Congresswoman Torres Small says agency coordination aided by local businesses and groups will also speed deployment. That comes as USDA's Rural Utility Service rolls out the next installment of its ReConnect broadband pilot later this year. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Grab your keys and hit the road this summer. Make your first stop Rusty Eck Ford for our road trip and sales event.
Rusty Eck Ford still has the inventory to get you into the new Ford car, truck, or SUV you're looking for. Buy with zero money down or get up to $2,000 equity cash on the spot for your vehicle. No purchase necessary. But don't miss out on the inventory still on our lot. Buy with zero money down or get out of your current lease with up to $2,000 equity cash on the spot. Rusty Eck Ford still has the inventory to get you into the new Ford car, truck, or SUV you're looking for.
Hurry, your summer road trip is waiting. Rush into Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEggFord.com.
Offers valid on select in-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. Offer by contingent on current equity and leased vehicles subject to dealer final appraisal. All Ford rebates to dealer. See dealer for details. Offers expires 7/31/20.
H-Pin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try H-Pin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to H-Pin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on H-Pin.com. H-Pin, your ag marketplace.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The FCC this week has announced more than $311 million in broadband funding through the Rural Digital Opportunity Fund. The FCC ready to authorize the funding across 36 states and took steps to clear up issues with the program's design originating from its adoption in 2020. As a result of that announcement, 48 broadband providers will bring 1 gigabit per second broadband speeds to nearly 200,000 homes and businesses over the next 10 years and is the first funding approved through the Rural Digital Opportunity Fund. FCC also took steps to clean up the program. A lot of complaints. The program was poised to fund broadband to parking lots as well as urban areas, but the FCC sent letters to 197 winning bidders. The letters offer providers an opportunity to withdraw the funding request from those places already with service or where questions of waste have been raised. National Association of Conservation District announcing $2.1 million in technical assistance grants. There were awards to nearly 60 conservation districts in 23 states and territories, made possible through an agreement with USDA's Natural Resource Conservation Service. The grants complement the $13 million in technical assistance grants awarded to previous grantees in April of this year. And USDA announced yesterday $14 million in rural economic development project investments. They're providing the funding through the Rural Economic Development Loan and Grant Program, providing zero-interest loans and grants to utilities. The utilities then lend funds to local businesses for projects to create and retain employment in rural areas. Kansas, one of those states that received some of that money. More ag news at agview.net. Reliable and relevant. We're agview.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that one out of every three mouthfuls of food we eat is produced by insect pollination, most of which is done by bees? In fact, bees are vitally important to food production. That's why modern agriculture is working with beekeepers to promote bee health. Ensuring a sustainable food supply requires each of us to play our part in preserving the land and protecting pollinators. This public service announcement is brought to you by Syngenta.
Soybean aphids can quickly multiply and suck the life out of a soybean plant. Be scouting fields and insect threshold levels on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Soybean aphids are tiny, soft-bodied insects that pierce a plant and feed on the sap. They reproduce rapidly, and in large enough numbers, aphids can reduce yield and quality. Soybeans are susceptible to aphid injury till the crop reaches full seed.
Bruce Potter is an Extension Integrated Pest Management Specialist with the University of Minnesota. He says not every field is going to have aphids, and infestation levels can even vary within a field. When you're out scouting, sample at least 20 to 30 plants per field.
What I always do is pull them out of the ground, turn them over. The aphids tend to be on the bottom of the leaf. Look at those leaves, and if you're averaging over 250 per plant, that's kind of the treatment level. 250 aphids per plant on an average, it does not look like much at all. There's not going to be plants dripping with honeydew or anything like that.
Potter says to also weigh the economic injury level with the economic threshold.
At economic threshold, that 250 aphids per plant, that's way ahead of where any kind of yield loss happens. And even if populations are increasing fairly rapidly, you've got at least a week in there to get those treatments on before you have any chance of losing any money. So again, the threshold is where you want to stop the problem from increasing. The economic injury level is where you're actually having some economic loss.
He says to use insecticides judiciously, especially pyrethroids. Aphids have found a way to outsmart the system, so only treat the areas that need treating. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about soybean aphids at agriculture.com.
Good, clean John Deere 8R Series tractors are almost impossible to find right now. New Frontier Ag in McCook, Nebraska has some great low-hour 8R Series tractors in stock now. How about this 2019 John Deere 8370R with only 1,450 hours on it, loaded with almost every option available, asking $305,000. Call 308-340-8989 for more information on this great tractor. New Frontier Ag, your premium connection to premium equipment.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network, still struggling with our futures markets here on our Friday. Kansas City wheat trying to rally for a while. Couldn't hold on to it very long. September, Kansas City wheat down 3.5 at 671. December down 3 at 682 and a quarter. Minneapolis wheat and Chicago wheat are still having issues as well. September corn down 8 at 550. December corn down 8 and 3 quarters at 546 and 3 quarters. Soybeans are getting all kinds of beaten up. August beans at 1411 and 3 quarters down 22 and a half. September beans 1353 and 3 quarters down 31 and a half. Similar losses in all the back months. August soybean meal down 190 at 354.10. September down 390 at 352.60. August bean oil 142 points lower at 65.51. September bean oil down 215 points at 64.07. So not a good day for corn, soybeans, or Kansas City wheat. Looking at a couple of other issues quickly, November canola is down 39.10 at 838.50. January canola is down 33.10 at 833.10. So not a good day for canola. Cotton is sharply lower. October cotton down 66 points at 90.10. December down 90 at 89.41. So not a good day there either. In the livestock complex, we keep hoping that things will turn around, but haven't yet. August live cattle down 27 at 122.22. October down 72 at 127.42. August feeders down 35 at 158.15. September down 32 at 161.62. Hogs are struggling. August hogs down 20 at 106.10. October hogs down 117 at 87.80. So it has not been a happy day so far for many of our ag futures markets as we roll through Friday. The dollar index is up 0.299 at 92.170. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network. You need to stay in the know all day long, and Mid-America Ag Network can help. Hi, this is Craig Mead. Join us online for up-to-the-minute market reports and network promotions and events. Let us help you with an online farming calculator. Plus, check out our weekly recap on Ag News of the Week. And there's a list of our great affiliate stations throughout Kansas. Have some information you'd like to share with us? Send it over at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. The Mid-America Ag Network, bullish on agriculture.
If you're the owner of a flat roof, whether the property is commercial, business, or residential, you know a flat roofing system is different than any other system. That's why when it comes to a flat roof that's built to stay, the only name to know is Ray. W-R-A-Y, Ray Roofing Incorporated, aims to provide the best designed and most effective roofing system for each customer while maintaining a highly economical balance. Taking pride with meticulous work on each project is Ray Roofing, online at W-R-A-Y.
Did you know that purple Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month. That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
KNDY.
Experience over 7 hours of live music Saturday, July 31st at Alcove Spring, just south of Marysville. The Beach Boys headline this outdoor festival, taking the main stage at 7:30, singing your favorite summer surf songs. Gates open at 3 p.m. Brighton Stall kicks things off with beachy tunes at 4:30, followed by high-energy country band Big Time Grain Company. The party continues into the night with 80s cover band Live Circuit playing after the Beach Boys. Food trucks, local brews, majestic views of the Flint Hills. It's the festival of the summer. The Beach Boys live at Alcove Spring. Tickets at MCACTickets.com.
Legends of Country Music from KNDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.